following is a Mediocre Movie Club production.
All right, thanks for listening in tonight in this Mediocre Movie Club series that Drew here, that's me, is doing, trying to get to know better are the members of the MMC. And tonight, I am interviewing Mediocre Movie Club, the newest member of the Mediocre Movie Club, even though he's been here for a while, John, JR. And hi, JR, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. I appreciate you giving me the time to do this. We're going to have a lot of fun here.
No doubt.
All right. So what we're doing here is I'm following this little model that Mediocre Movie Club members Shane and John did with their friend Mr. Repass, and that I did with Mr. Black a few months ago, to just kind of get to know some of the people who are around us and to see what the and see what we're like here. So first off, John, how'd you hear about the MMC?
John Kissel was like, hey, I do this thing called the MMC. Do you want to do it? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know he was doing this other thing. I just always talked to him anytime I saw him about movies because he always, you know, he rates his like 15 movies a day. I don't know how that dude watches that many movies.
It helps being semi-retired, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure that helps, but even then, I'm like, good God, this guy is watching a lot.
What did you think of the MMC whenever you first got in?
I was like, hey, this will be pretty good, and then you guys started recommending movies to watch, and I was like, this is not working.
No. All right, you know, you're in the movie, you know, you're in the club. Now, think back to this time when you first remember the very first time that you're in a movie theater, you know, your first theatrical experience. Do you remember what movie you saw?
The first one I can remember, I feel like, was Shrek.
Okay.
And saw Shrek.
Wow.
But I don't really remember much from that. You know, like, I just remember being in the theater and Shrek being on the screen.
Yeah.
I went with my, one of the theaters in Bedford did like free kids movies. It was random. Like once a week you would get like, they had free kids movies.
Okay.
But it was like no charge for anyone that came, as long as you brought a kid, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Me, my family, we all went to see this movie called Dougal.
I've never heard of this. I don't
yeah.
think I have.
You should look it up right now.
Okay.
Dougal. Came out in 2006. So, I was like 14 at this point, you know.
Okay.
And this is definitely like a 6-year-old movie. But we hadn't, I don't know, you know, it was one of those things where we were like, hey, a free movie. Let's go see this free movie. And we were like, hey, Whoopi Goldberg's in it too. You know, Judy Dench is in it, Chevy Chase, like Jimmy Fallon, John Stewart, lots of good people in it. Bill Hader, Kevin Smith. And then we roll in and 10 minutes in, we had to walk out. I mean, it's got a 2.8 on IMDb right now.
I see that. Oh my gosh.
And 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, this movie was so bad. We bought popcorn. You know, we were like, bought popcorn, got all the stuff. And we were, my mom was like, okay, we have to leave. She was whispering to us, we gotta leave. Like, do you guys want to leave like one by one so it doesn't look weird? And we were like, no, no, we're not. We're all walking out right now, all at the same time, because this is horrible.
Just for the record here, I looked it up as it won the Stinker Award for Worst Supporting Actor, which was Chevy Chase for Zoom, and it won Worst Animated Film in 2006 for the Stinkers Bad Movie Awards.
It was so bad, man.
Now this makes me want to watch it, you know? I want to see this film now.
Yeah, no. No, I would rather watch, I haven't seen it, Adam Sandler's movie, The Cobbler.
Oh, no, no, oh, no. Okay, I see what you mean now, okay. All right.
Like, it's not funny bad, it's just bad. Like, it's like when you're watching a cartoon clearly made for toddlers.
No. That just sounds terrible. And Mediocre Movie Club member John would, hate this, because, he has that thing about movies being specified for kids and all that sort of thing,
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm with you. We agree on that, so.
Yeah, and it's not like he doesn't apply that rule across the board.
Yes. We are in agreement, but now, do you remember your first movie that you took on a date to?
Yeah, man. Look, I've seen some bad movies.
Uh huh.
I think it's called Movie 13.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Or something like that. It's a Hot Berry. It was in it, I believe. Or no, that's Movie 43.
Oh,
okay, You know the movies that are like that movie 43. There's like this whole, they're like parody movies.
Oh, yes, like Not Another Teen Movie or Not Another Epic Movies, stuff like this, right?
Epic Movie.
Okay, Big Movie, yeah, okay.
I think it was Epic Movie.
Epic Movie, yeah.
That was it. That was the movie, yeah, no.
Okay.
I took some to see that.
Did you leave from that one too, or?
No, I didn't leave. We should have. We should have left. That one has a worse score than Dougal does on Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. It's got a 2%.
Gosh, I rented that movie from Blockbuster 10 years ago, and I fell asleep in it, and I didn't finish it. So I don't know what happens.
It was. Yeah, it was like that whole, when they were doing all those movies, Epic Movie and all that crap. Yes, I took somebody to see that.
Okay.
Freshman year.
Cool. Well, I mean, my dad and I, now this, this will date me a little bit, but he and I went to see American Pie, and we had no idea what it was going to be about. And, well, we found out. So, and there we are here. He's, humping the apple pie, and my dad's like, oh, gosh. And I'm going, both having the same reaction to this.
It happened.
So I feel the pain of awkwardness here, just on a different level. But
definitely worse than my pain, I would say.
I mean, maybe you had after the movie, maybe you had a very fun date afterwards. I don't know, but which is all, make it all the better. But
yeah.
Now, did you have a?
You can't recover after seeing that movie. It'd be like if I took her to see. I can't even think of it. Never mind. I won't.
Dougal?
No, God. That's got to be like a free movie everywhere. Like, where is Dougal streaming? And it's probably streaming nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah, nobody's watching Dougal.
What is your favorite movie theater story other than you guys leaving Dougal? Like, because at UE, there's this in Evansville. Let me just be more specific there. There's this, you know, dollar or free, you know, dollar movie night on like Wednesdays or Thursday nights or something. And like Mediocre Movie Club member Bobby and Shane would go to like this thing, and you know, people would go and, you know, be inebriated. And do you have any funny movie theater story like that happened, or?
You know? I don't.
Okay.
I don't either.
But so
the best thing my best movie theater experience would be, I went to see Superbad. I think I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
So, you know, it was like a bunch of eighth graders. maybe we were like right into going into our freshman year. So a bunch of eighth graders, all, you know, immature, about as immature as it gets at that point, you know. Right. And there was probably 15 of us. We all rolled up to see Superbad. And it was like the funny, you know, a movie's funny watching it by yourself.
Yes.
And then if you're watching it in a theater with a bunch of people, especially a bunch of people you know, it's going to be even funnier. Like, that was like, I laughed basically the entire movie. It was nonstop. Like, I was like crying almost. I was laughing so hard, you know, like, it was great. You know, I still think it's a pretty funny movie right now, even when I watch it now.
Oh, I think it holds up great. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, like, as hard as I was laughing, you would have thought it was like, it would have ended up being the funniest movie to ever come out, you know.
It definitely was that year. I mean, that was the first time I've ever seen Emma Stone, you know. Like, I was like, who is that girl?
Hilarious. I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, yeah. But
and then she won a freaking Oscar.
She did. I mean, you know, that's what, you know, Jonah, whatever his name is, can do for you.
Jonah Hill,
yeah. That's what that guy can do for you, you know?
Yeah, he'll take you to the office.
Did you have a favorite, you know, movie in high school? Because, you know, our tastes sometimes will evolve over time and all that sort of thing. Do you remember having this movie that you loved in high school and maybe loved in college and it was different than favorite movie now or any of those things?
I got you. My favorite movie, I can tell you my favorite movie in middle school.
Yeah.
Was Undercover Brother.
Yes.
It's still one of my favorite movies, but like I watched that movie. I had it to a heartbeat. Like I knew it like the back of my hand, you know.
Right.
I could quote any scene, you know, and I think I still know every word Conspiracy Brother says, you know, Dave Chappelle. Anything he says, I'm pretty sure I still got it.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite movie then. And then then it would have been Superbad in high school the first 2 years.
Right.
And then The Hangover.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Totally forgot about The Hangover. That's such a solid film.
Yeah, when The Hangover came out, I went to the movie theater to see that one with both my sisters, and we were like crying laughing.
Absolutely. I was living in Bloomington, Indiana at the time, and Mediocre Movie Club member Bobby came to visit, and we actually went to the theater to see that film. That was the first time both of us ever saw it. And we both like left that. We just laughed our head, just like you and your sisters. That movie was so hilarious. Gosh,
yeah,
that was so.
I mean, as soon as it started, and he was like, "Yeah, Tracy or whatever her name was."
Yeah,
we fucked up. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, like this is gonna be good."
Yeah,
like, they started off like that. This is gonna be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
then college.
Mm-hmm.
Fight Club.
Fight Club, yes. Good one. Yes, very good.
I made it all the way to November 2011 without seeing Fight Club.
Okay.
And so this dude I was rooming with, I was in the quad, the North Quad.
Yes.
And so the guy on the one of, not the guy I was directly rooming with, but one of the other quad mates,
mm-hmm.
had, and me and Ben Broadhead. Do you know him?
I've heard of him. We might be friends. Yes.
Yeah. We were like, okay, well, we should watch this movie. Everybody always talks about it.
Right.
And we started it at 12:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Started Fight Club and it ended. And we looked at each other when it ended. And we were like, what time was that in? 2 something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Like
almost 3. We were like, okay, turn it back on. we're watching it again. You know, we started it right back over and watched it again.
Right. I mean, that's a good film. It's great. It's a classic.
And then, over the course of the next 4 years, I think I watched it 20, probably 30 more times.
Okay.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
We were going to say that earlier.
Right.
That's definitely my go-to movie.
All right. Because
I'm going to throw something on, boom.
Boom.
Throw on some, anything Brad Pitt, throw it on. But
okay.
But mainly Fight Club. I'll watch that.
Yeah, that movie, that was pretty awesome. I had a roommate. He came up with a Fight Club Rush shirt. And it was awesome. I'm not kidding you. Like the soap, all that stuff. And he would submit that like almost every at least twice a year. And after the third time that it got rejected, he just he's like, no, we no longer did it. I don't know the rationale for not doing it. I didn't have that kind of power then to really do that. But that was. I thought, man, that would be a really awesome Rush shirt,
But, I have a Fight Club bar soap, actually.
No way.
My Callie, my girlfriend,
uh-huh.
She gives me very random presents. Like she'll give me for Christmas and birthdays and anniversaries or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She'll give me something more practical and then a more random gift as well. So
nice.
She's always finding these random stuff. So she got me a Fight Club bar of soap that smells like beech wood or something like that, And also one time she got me a Breaking Bad cutting board.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Like it's a Heisenberg's face etched into it.
Okay.
And all of his most famous quotes. And so, his beard, his, goatee says, I'm the one who knocks. And then, he's got other stuff say my name and stuff like that. Super cool. I can't use it. I'd never be able to clean it.
Yeah.
But,
but still, that's awesome.
I'd cut some chicken on it and get salmonella a week later. What happened? It was that damn Heisenberg.
So, do you have a favorite actor? You got to watch the movie that actor X is in or something.
Probably. I don't have one.
Yeah.
Specifically that I will catch every single thing they're in.
Right.
But, if I hear about it or if it conveniently comes around, I try to watch most of Brad Pitt's stuff.
Brad Pitt. Okay.
Yeah. I like Brad Pitt. And then, I'll try to catch obviously everyone else on the planet, Denzel, anything Denzel's in, you gotta watch that.
Absolutely.
But probably every other MMC person here,
mm-hmm.
Idris Elba, all hail Idris. And then,
I'm a bit of a controversial side on that. He's good, but everybody wants to, get all, butterflies in their stomach about him. I'm like, okay. I mean, come on now. Dude's cool. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely super cool.
No question.
But I'd like to see him as James Bond,
That'd be neat. I think that'd be really cool.
But we all know that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
The whole black thing.
Too sad. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. They'd be like, as soon as he got in a super nice car, he'd get pulled over 2 blocks later. Sir,
do you own this car?
I'm a spy, man. I can't, I got MI6 credentials. They'd be like, sir, we know those are counterfeits. You know, it wouldn't work out. I mean,
like the movie wouldn't last long. You know, he'd get in his car, he'd get pulled over. It's over. The world ends.
Or he'd be like walking around in the store, following. You know, he'd be tracking somebody walking through a store, and the people in the store would be following him. You know. Giving away his, you know, he's trying to hide, and the people in the store are like walking around behind him, checking him out. You know, sir, you've been following that car for about 2 miles. What are you doing? Jesus, man, blew my cover.
Is there a particular actress that you also like to follow or try to see any of her films? Or
oh shoot, I even looked this person's name up so I wouldn't do this, and then of course I did.
Just... Let me guess, it's Julia Roberts. Everyone loves Julia Roberts.
No, definitely not.
Sandra Bullock. Everyone loves Sandra Bullock.
You know who I always watch? I freaking love Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh yeah, she was great in Les Mis. I don't know if you like Les Mis, but yeah,
I do. I do. I love Les Mis, but. The movie was, you know, it was eh.
It was. Russell Crowe wasn't all that great, but...
Yeah, that that whole thing happened. Yeah, I'm a fan of Les Mis, but the movie, like, I thought, you know, deserved to get nominated for an Oscar for it. Did she win?
Yeah, she won. Yeah,
no.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. Yeah, she. I don't even know if she should have gotten nominated.
Yeah, I mean, she was in there for like, what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe that?
Yeah, you know? 15 minutes. But that's not, like, I don't worry about the time. It's just, I didn't think it was all that.
Okay.
You know, she wasn't, you know, it's not like a Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, who played his character? Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, yes.
I'm embarrassed now. We're supposed to be a mediocre movie club. Well, I guess forgetting his name is pretty mediocre.
We are on par for Satisfactory right here, okay?
Yeah, I think he was in it like, you know, 15 minutes.
Right.
But the difference is, you know, like, if you tell somebody Hannibal Lecter was in the movie 15 minutes, they're like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the main thing they remember from the movie.
Yeah.
That left a lasting impact on anyone that watches the movie.
That's a good point. Versus
if you say Les Mis, you know, 2012 Les Mis, everyone automatically thinks, is that movie with Russell Crowe singing in it horribly? Like doing horrible harmonies with Wolverine? Yeah.
I was kind of waiting at some point for Hugh Jackman, you know, to have these claws coming out of his hands just to slap him, you know?
Yeah, just stab him through the chest as he's singing, "One More Day." Just ching.
Yes, that's exactly right. Is there a, like, I know Mediocre Movie Club member John loves Quentin Tarantino, and he tries to watch as many Tarantino films out there, which, that's his prerogative. That's great. Do you have a director that is like, hey, this guy makes something, I gotta watch it, or this lady makes it, I gotta watch it?
Spike Lee.
Okay.
I think I gotta watch everything he does. Well, I haven't seen everything he does.
Right.
I've seen everything since like 2000 or whatever, and then I've seen most of the stuff before then.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I go back and try to watch all this stuff over time. Like, I haven't seen, what's the one he did, Clockers? I don't know if you know that one. Yeah. I haven't seen that one, but I've seen most of them.
Okay.
And so anything new he drops, I always watch it, including 2013 Old Boy.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not good. But he gets my watch. Obviously he's black, you know, that gets him a little bump, but it's mainly like, you know, he's one of the only people out there doing like black stories,
right? That's true.
You know, like every once in a while you'll get another person that does a black story, or you got other people that'll drop a random black story in, but this dude's like consistently doing stories with black people.
Yes. Let me see here.
Wait, you gotta answer some of these questions too, man.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm interviewing you, so I'm more interested.
I just want to hear something, you know, something too. What do you got?
All right. Well, see, my go-to movie is usually The Princess Bride. And just like you with Fight Club.
Fight Club.
I mean, you can turn that on. You can, you know the lines, you know, Undercover Brother. You know exactly where things are. That's how I am with The Princess Bride. I can pick where, you know, what's going on. I can quote along with it. You know, I get excited at certain parts because I know there's going to be rhyming or whatever. So, yeah, that's something that I can always just watch, and I can never get tired of it. I mean, I've seen it I don't know how many times, and it still stands up. Now, you know, that's one thing for me. And if I'm watching Netflix or something, I'm like, oh, I could watch this movie or I could watch Parks and Rec. I'm going to watch Parks and Rec. So, I mean, that's whatever. But
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I love that. I love that show.
Yeah, I didn't see that until 2014, I feel like.
Oh.
I hadn't watched a single episode until 2014. Because people, I don't like The Office.
Oh, okay.
And so people kept being like, yo, if you think The Office is funny, you'll think this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, I'm not watching this. Like, there's like five episodes of The Office I think are funny, and so I'm not going to waste my time trying to watch the, you know, a different version of The Office.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Well, what did you think whenever you saw it for the first time? Did you think this is nothing like The Office, or it's kind of like The Office, but not really, or what?
I thought it was nothing like The Office. Well, the first time I watched it, I had came back from, I got back to Fiji from pig dinner.
Oh, okay.
So, and it was like, you know, 3:30, 4 in the morning or whatever.
And you're feeling pretty good about life and all.
I'm feeling pretty good. I probably had won like a couple $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I've never lost any money whenever I go at pig dinner. Yeah, like, I look forward to it every time. Yeah, so I like, you know, I just won some money, slightly inebriated, roll in, walk into somebody's room, sit down next to them, and they're watching it.
Yeah.
And it was a random episode, too. It was like, I hopped in on like episode 3 of season 4 or something like that. And I was like, I didn't even need to know any other context. It was just hilarious. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to watch this show.
And you saw so much of Indiana in there that you were just like, I get what they're doing. Yeah. And and it wasn't so condescending as I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like the one thing that I never understood, but I always appreciated, was the little Sebastian obsession. Yeah, <You know? laughs> they just love this little horse. I didn't get it, but that was, you know, I guess a hometown thing that everybody just loved, this little lore of whatever it was, like Bedford and Damon Bailey.
Yes, that's what it was.
Like, well, okay, you know. I
could easily see my Bedford being like this with some random.
One of my favorite scenes in that was when there's like they're doing this benefit concert, and there's this cover band called the Bobby Knight Rangers, and they're all dressed up in this red polo, and they got this gray wigs, and all they did was play Sister Christian for like 5 times in a row.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the best shows that's been around for a while, and it, you know, when it comes to TV shows, now we're getting off the beaten path, which is fine, but the endings always have so much hype, and we expect so much from them that they feel kind of deflated. And when I saw the ending again of the last season, I was just like, okay, yeah, well, I remember why that wasn't so great. I mean, that's just my own thing. I mean, maybe you like the ending of Parks and Rec. I don't know, but
I don't remember the end of the comeback season. Or are you talking?
Yeah, it was like this last, the very last season of Parks and Rec where they did like 12 episodes.
That whole like Google taking over and giving them free Wi-Fi thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't remember much from that season. Okay.
Well, it's supposed to take place in Pawnee, Indiana in 2017. So it's kind of neat that they foretell things back in 2014 or 2015 or whenever it ended. And oh my gosh, they got that right. It's kind of neat whenever you see that. But anyway, you have to go back to check that out.
I got spare time. I was planning on watching 20 hours of DBZ this weekend. So.
Oh. Well, what were you going to watch?
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Or not Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
The new one. Dragon Ball Super, you know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said that you had like 20 hours of DVDs you were going to watch.
And oh, no, no. Okay. That's a DBZ. No, you're fine.
All right. So tell me if actor X or actress X is in a film, there's no way you're watching it. You just cannot stand this particular actor or actress.
I try. I can't because he's in so much stuff.
Yeah.
But I try not to watch Jesse Eisenberg movies.
Oh, okay.
I hate this dude.
So you didn't like The Social Network?
I did.
Okay.
That you know, and Zombieland was hilarious.
Right.
But then, you know, like Now You See Me and Now You See Me Too were entertaining enough. Uh-huh. But like him in them, I'm not really like, it's not him. It's just the whole movie's a decently entertaining movie.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't think it's a great movie or anything. But when I watched Adventureland, I just wanted to strangle this dude that whole time he was on screen. And I watched American Ultra and I was like, wait, why did I watch this? You know, I literally hate this dude's pomp. He just feels pompous. You know, I hate him.
Yeah.
I just hate him. There's nothing, I can't even explain it. Anytime I see him, I just, Jesse Eisenberg.
Well, we all did not like Batman versus Superman, and we all understand why. But the point you made when we talked about that, you know, months ago, was so spot on because, you know, Lex Luthor is supposed to be around the age of Superman and Batman. He's supposed to be of their same age, but in that film, he looks like he's, you know, 26. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and then Batman was 95, and Superman was 38. Yeah, it was not working for me.
Yeah.
And then it was just Jesse Eisenberg, so it just doubled it on.
Yep. And then there's that too, and he's got a weird acting thing, but it doesn't work for me either. I'm not particularly thrilled when he's involved. But is there a particular actress you can't stand?
Yeah, Kristen Stewart, man.
Kristen Stewart. She's the fresh in my memory. She's the girl from Twilight.
She's in White and the Huntsman or whatever, and that was awful.
Yes.
Like, I'm like looking at actress names that I, you know, people, because that was my go-to, and then I was thinking like that was a bad go-to, you know. Yeah. Let me give someone else. If I said Uma Thurman, you know, that would probably trigger Tissel just because she's in Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Well, it's like she's in every Tarantino film, you know, like Samuel L. Jackson. It's like he's in almost every Tarantino film, you know.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson's a legend, though.
I agree with that. I mean, he's I agree with that. Yeah,
we gotta make sure they know we're not comparing those two people.
that's a fair point. Yes, that's a very, very fair point there. I think Kill Bill 1 is probably Uma Thurman's best acting ever, and I'm not even a fan of Kill Bill 2, even though Kissel and a few others will challenge me on that, which is fine. But I mean, I think she does fantastic in there, and I can't think of a any other movie that she's been really, really good in. I mean, she made this movie called My Crazy Superhero Ex-Girlfriend with one of the Wilson brothers that was a flop, you know?
Yeah. What's his name? It's Luke. Right?
Luke. Yeah. Right.
She was in Pulp Fiction.
Yes. She was in Pulp Fiction too, yes.
So we'll give her that. She gets credit for Pulp Fiction. But it's not like she was doing any like hardcore acting in that movie or anything. You know, she
wasn't a very difficult set of scenes for her, but yeah. Yeah. You know, from my perspective, you know, if there's an actor I can't stand,
I got it. Is it Molly Ringwald? Is that her name?
Oh, like, no, you're right. It is Molly Ringwald. You can't stand her, huh?
I hate all of those movies. The Brat Pack, is that what it's called? The Brat Pack.
Yeah, like, the Brat Pack.
All, that whole thing?
Yep.
All of them.
Yep. You know, because they did films, you know, St. Elmo's Fire, The Outsiders, The Breakfast Club, and Pretty in Pink, and I think Weird Science gets involved in that too. I think they're part of that too. That's.
But
yeah,
I do like The Outsiders.
Okay,
but like the John Hughes ones. I don't think he was involved in that one.
I don't think he was either. But yeah.
Yeah. So freaking The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles.
Yeah,
like,
16 Candles. Yeah.
Basically that whole. Thing. You know, I almost have to agree with John that 80s movies suck.
Well, I don't think they suck. I mean, he argues that there's no A-plus movie in the 80s, and I'm like, I don't know. But, I mean, what's your deal with The Breakfast Club? I mean, that's like a movie that is almost defines a generation. Well, I guess I should say a white generation.
There's just nothing to it. Like, I don't know. There's literally nothing that happens in that movie is of interest to me.
Okay.
And entirely probably because I was born 7 years after the movie came out.
Okay.
And then I didn't see it until I was like 12. So 2014, I'm watching a movie where you're like, so, you know, most of the people my age that like The Breakfast Club had an older sibling that watched The Breakfast Club all the time.
Right.
They don't really like the movie. They like the fact that they watch this movie all the time with their brother.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, that didn't happen with me. So then it's just like, I don't like it. And then it's one of those movies that gets pushed all the time. That just took me to my breaking point of this movie sucks. I hate this movie.
Fair enough. I mean, you gave a very fair analysis of that. I mean, you know, there's really not a whole lot of refuting to go with that. I mean, you know, so yeah, if you are nostalgic for the 1980s and being part of, you know, growing up in Generation X, you know, then that's the movie for you. And if you have no connection to that, then you're not going to like the movie or at all. So, and that's completely fair. You know?
Yeah, I got nothing for it. And so it's one of those movies where, like, if I had to give it a grade, it would be like entirely just completely a 50%. Because like if I was grading it on its acting and all that stuff, obviously I'd have to give it more than that. But I just have no feelings towards this movie whatsoever, other than, like, everyone's always like, The Breakfast Club is one of the best movies I've seen ever. I love that movie. And I'm like, no, it's not that good, people. God.
All right. Well, hey, that's completely fair.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out Molly Ringwald.
You're just not a fan of Molly Ringwald. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
One director that I'm just like, you know, I don't really want to see a lot of stuff. That's Ron Howard. I mean, he struck gold early on, I think, with Apollo 13 and
Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful Mind, yeah. Other than that, I'm like, eh. I mean, because that whole doubt or the demon angel Da Vinci Code stuff, that's like, you know, forget it. You know, that's so usually if I see that Ron Howard's in it and then he will con Tom Hanks into being in it, which is sad because Tom Hanks is he's a pretty good actor. But and then it's like, okay, this is just terrible. So I try to avoid Ron Howard movies. I don't really like watching Tarantino movies because it's there's really no good reason. I just don't like Quentin Tarantino. I mean, I just don't like him. I've seen him talk about things. He whined about I think it was Django Unchained coming out at the same time as Episode 7 of the Star Wars saga, and he whined about that. I was like, man, get over yourself. So, I mean, I haven't liked him for some time. But then I'll watch a movie of his. And I'm like, man, I hate that I like this movie. So that's kind of how I feel about it. But what say you?
Definitely, if I had to say the one I hate the most is going to be Tyler Perry.
Come on now. Medea goes boo or boo goes Medea or whatever. That was pretty funny. I saw that.
Oh, come on, man. You're helping buy this dude a freaking private island, okay?
Yes.
For the worst movies on the freaking planet.
And let me also state that my girlfriend at the time really wanted to watch that movie.
Okay. So, guess I can't blame you.
So, but hey, you know, it made me laugh. I mean, that's all I gotta say about it. So,
and then a second would be Michael Bay. It's got to be Michael Bay.
Yeah. See, I used to like him. I used to like what he would do, but he doesn't. It's not good anymore.
He's like a parody of himself now.
He kind of is.
What's the one? Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Like, that was his first movie, like first mainstream movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did The Rock and Armageddon, you know. They're not great movies.
No.
But I enjoyed all of them.
Right.
And then he made Pearl Harbor. He made Bad Boys 2, which was like a parody of Bad Boys.
Yes.
And The Island, and then he just started doing Transformers and...
Yeah.
Freaking all those Transformer movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I read somewhere earlier, he said he had like 10 more movies already written. 10 more Transformers movies already written.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You see, I liked the first one. I did. Well, let me go back further. I thought it was okay. I thought the first Transformers movie was okay. Everything after that was terrible. I didn't like any of those. And so I didn't watch. I don't think I watched any of there was a couple I did, but I didn't like them. And I'm just like, man, this is terrible. And so I've stopped watching those things. But I thought that first one was pretty good. But then the rest of them were just crap. But I'm the only one who thinks I'm the only one in the club who thinks that the first Transformers movie is pretty good. Well, is as John would say, fine.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
That I'm just kind of indifferent to it. It's not horrible. It's not bad. Got lots of explosions and it's decent. You know.
Yeah.
Like I got what I wanted out of it. You know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going in to watch Citizen Kane. I was going in to watch Shia LaBeouf trying to bring his career back from being a crazy human.
John, what are you, JR, what are you watching now?
Like TV or movie wise?
Both.
TV, well, Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball Super.
Dragon Ball Super, okay.
I was starting the fourth season of The Wire. But then we decided to do a podcast over the whole show. So I'm starting back over at season one.
Okay.
Which I'm not mad about because it's a great show.
Yes. I've never seen a single episode. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah. No, you should watch it sometime.
All right.
Lost.
Oh, you're restarting Lost?
Not restarting.
Oh.
Watching it for the first time.
Okay, all right.
And then for the, like, here in a couple of weeks, I'll be starting up Orphan Black back up.
Okay, all right. Are you part of the Game of Thrones cult?
I like it. Yes, okay. I really like it. I'm not as high on it as everyone else in the show or in the club is.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good show.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, like, it does. It has great episodes, and then it'll have episodes where I'm, you know, I'm like, did I even need to watch this episode? Like, really got nothing out of it.
I haven't seen any episodes of Game of Thrones. Well, I take that back. Well, the first one I saw was like the last episode of like the first season, and so I'm watching, you know, Boromir get his head cut off, and I'm like, what the hell? What just happened? What kind of show is this? And I didn't really go back. But so I think I'll watch it when everybody else has stopped watching it. So it's kind of how I feel about things at times.
Nothing wrong with that.
But
that's how I've done my last, you know, the last couple of shows I've watched have been like, they've been over for like years.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess I'll throw it on.
Yeah. What movies have you seen lately outside of the MMC?
So Get Out.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
I've heard nothing but good things about that.
Yeah, that I gave that one an A.
Yeah.
I think in our MMC.
Yeah.
And then Logan, which you saw.
Yeah. That was so good. That was so good.
It really was.
Gosh. Whew.
I was pleasantly surprised at how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just going to chime in there to say, I was wanting more. You know, I wish that movie would have been around, 10 years ago.
Right. You know? Yes. Yeah, so, like it. All of the Wolverine movies should have been that.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
You can just act like the other two didn't even happen. Just watch that one movie, and you know you'd be fine.
Yep.
You'd have all the Wolverine lore you need.
Yep.
I mean, you don't need to know that he's the Silver Samurai or whatever they call him in Japan, and that Deadpool without a mouth. He gets killed. He kills Deadpool without a mouth.
Yeah.
Movie.
That was, I actually thought, now, we're going different directions here, but that's great. I actually thought after that first Wolverine, Origins movie, that's it. No more Marvel. X-Men stuff, it's done, because that's how bad that movie was.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bryan Singer comes along and makes, the First Class. I thought, oh my gosh, that just breathed new life in it. The whole thing was resurrected.
I thought, yeah, and
finally.
He's not, I guess he doesn't, Bryan Singer, what else does he do besides, isn't he the freaking Fast and the Furious? Doesn't he do all those movies?
Ian, I really don't know, but you might be right.
It doesn't matter.
So let's just go with that.
Yeah. Somebody does all those Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like surprising who makes them, but whatever.
Yeah.
What else am I watching?
Yes.
Chips.
Oh, is that any good?
No.
Was it any good? No, it was terrible.
It was not terrible.
Okay.
I thought it was hilarious.
Ah.
In the movie theater.
Okay.
So, it gets the movie theater bump because everyone's laughing.
Right.
You start laughing a little bit, everyone's laughing, you laugh a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably was like, if I was watching it right now, or if I would have watched it right now, like by myself, I probably would have laughed like six times throughout the whole thing. You know, you get a chuckle, but like, you know, when you're, I don't know who chuckles like that, but whatever. But when you're in a movie theater, a chuckle can turn into like a laugh pretty easily when everybody's
right
there. But you know, it was like not a great movie.
Yeah.
I watched Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
I never heard of that.
Okay, it's a parody of Justin Bieber.
Oh,
and it's the Lonely Island. It's Lonely Island. It's so funny. I did watch this one by myself, and I can tell you this one's actually funny.
Okay.
I mean, it is a pure, pure Bieber like. I mean, this God. Dude is like, he's just out of his mind.
That is.
It's crazy. And then the last, other than that, I watched, the last two things I watched outside of MNC would be Frolls.
Tell me, is that any good?
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It gets, you know what? You know what? This brings up something else for me.
Okay. All right.
I hate Anna Kendrick. Yes, that's gotta be, that's the girl I like try to stay away from. Anna Kendrick.
Okay. That's gonna cause some heartburn in the MMC.
Oh, they already know.
Okay.
In the MMC forums, aka our Facebook page, I've shredded her many, many times.
Well, that's, hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so
yeah,
there you go.
But she's in Trolls. That's what reminded me of that.
Okay.
She's the main character.
Oh. Boy.
And then Demolition. I watched a movie called Demolition.
Demolition.
Yeah, it's Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's like, his wife dies. Yeah, not giving anything away. Happens in the first
part of,
you know, part of the trailer.
Oh, yeah. He's a boxer.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one's Southpaw.
Totally not.
Which I did watch, and that was decent too. That was pretty good. I actually like that one. This one, he's a boxer, and he's an investment banker.
Oh.
And his boss is his wife's dad. Huh. And so this dude, his wife dies in a car wreck, and like, this dude is just like so cold and emotionless at this. And then he spends it, like the rest of the movie is like what he does as he's realizing that he actually didn't love his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually really like that one. Okay. I think, I don't know what I put for it on the MMC thing, but like, you know, it wasn't great, but it would be one of those movies I'd be like, yeah, I mean, everybody should watch it. Just, you know, like it's pretty good.
Yeah.
'Cause he starts getting way more irrational throughout the movie as the movie goes and stuff like that. It's just pretty good.
You see, Jake Gyllenhaal, in my mind, he doesn't get a lot of love. You know, I think he's one of the more underrated actors. I mean, he always seems to fly under the radar.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a movie I've seen with him in it in a, you know, the last 5 or 6 years at least, where I didn't think he did well or even the movie sucked.
Yeah.
Like that Nightcrawler?
Yeah, that was great.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he didn't get a, you know, I don't think we'll find him in any big time movie like, you know, Travolta or something like that, but he should. I think he deserves that kind of a role, but I don't know. But isn't his sister an actor too? Isn't Maggie like his sister or his wife or something? Do you know anything about this?
It's definitely his sister.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it might be the wife. I don't know how they're rolling, but
I don't know how they're rolling either. I mean, you'll get this joke because you're from Indiana. You know, maybe they're from Kentucky. I don't know. Yes, that's meant to offend any Kentucky listeners. Take that. Mediocre movie club member Phil.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Not from Kentucky, right. But that's neither here nor there. She plays his sister in Donnie Darko.
Oh, that's right. And that's another awesome movie, you know?
Like, she's actually, yes, it is. But she's actually his brother, her sister, and they play sister, brother and sister in Donnie Darko.
Well, I saw Kong not too long ago. I think it was called Kong. Yeah, the King Kong movie. The action stuff is awesome. I love the action stuff. The acting and all that stuff, it's not that great. So, it's kind of, if it was just pure, like, King Kong just destroys everybody in like 10 minutes, boy, that's awesome. But then you have to expand it out, and it's kind of like, eh. But the way that this monstrous of an animal just has the ability to destroy something within a matter of moments, you look at that and you just wonder upon it. You just, that is just simply awesome. And I can't think of his name. Oh, he's the other brother in Step Brothers. He's the
John C. Reilly.
That guy. Thank you. He's got a good role. He doesn't have to say much or act like a complete moron. So he does really well. So
yeah.
He's got a few funny lines. He gets what's coming to him, and you feel good about that. But at the end of it, they give a lot of teasers about some other possible movies that can come around with Kong and other things,
We all know what's going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, we all know.
Yes.
Freaking, what's the next movie? Godzilla versus, it's like the next Godzilla movie comes out.
Yeah.
In like a year.
Right.
And it'll be like Godzilla versus like Mothra or something like that.
Right.
Oh, no, wait. Right. I think it already has a name, doesn't it? Godzilla, King of All Monsters?
That might be what it is. I don't really know, to be honest. So, I like these two. I guess we can call them origin movies with Godzilla. I mean, Godzilla wasn't great, but I think King Kong, or well, I'm sorry, Kong was better. But maybe it's because it's more fresh in my memory than Godzilla is. But how do you feel about those Kong, Godzilla versus stuff and all that? What's your take on that? You like them? You don't really care?
I don't really care. I'm going to watch it. Don't get me wrong. I got like nothing towards it, I'll be able to go into it with no hopes or expectations. I was a little let down with Godzilla.
Yeah.
But that was entirely because they killed Bryan Cranston, like, 15 minutes of the movie or whatever. Spoiler alert. But I don't care if you haven't seen that movie. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. You can spoil it for him. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Bryan Cranston coming off of his Breaking Bad high, and then you kill this dude 15 minutes into the movie. I'm not going to lie. That was one of the main reasons I went to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you still like Bryan Cranston, I think you can still go watch the Power Ranger movie because he's in it.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to do that. No, well, I just never, I've the first time I can remember, like, actually watching a Power Rangers thing was when we did, my freshman year, we did Musical Madness Power Rangers.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, I should watch an episode or something of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Wasn't that great, huh? You weren't too impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I was a freaking, I was 19 at that point.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I had no childhood backing of this TV show.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to have to end it sometime. So, because you know, that's just how that works. JR, I appreciate you spending an evening with me, getting to know you. I'm glad you're part of the group, man. Really,
I am too.
Really like the fact that we have good conversation over movies. Thanks a lot for joining me tonight, man.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. And just for all the listeners out there, just to promote our MMC stuff, you can find us on Facebook at Mediocre Movie Club. You can follow us on Twitter at Mediocre Movie CL. We don't have an Instagram, so which that'd be odd. But
just pictures of movie posters.
You can go to mediocremovie.club to look at the movies that we are reviewing right now. It was your movie that we just watched, Chicago, right?
No, that was Bobby's.
Okay, that was so not yours. I'm sorry.
No. I should have picked that one.
Okay.
I picked Fatal Attraction. That's right.
That's right. I've totally whiffed on that one. Sorry. I'm going to leave that in, by the way.
Fine.
So, yes, you can go to mediocremovie.club, see what we're watching, and I hope you all will want to check that out. Feel free to comment. Anybody can comment on the website. But there's that. Thanks for joining me tonight, JR. Appreciate your time.
No problem. One last thing. I got to throw out a rest in peace, Prince. It's been 1 year. We all miss you.
That's right. All right. All right. Take care, man.
You too.